On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, when did you quit on the spot?
Adrian Barrich talks footy and he fires back at the East Coast.
And our exclusive audio of the German triathlete banned from an all-you-can-eat sushi place for, well, eating too much.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
The Big Breakfast Catch-Up is for grandcinemas.com.au.
Sometimes you can stop a thing you started like that. In the NFL, the American Football League, of course, Vontae Davis was a veteran defender for the lowly Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Halftime in a game against the Los Angeles Chargers, he took off his helmet, took off his pads, and retired on the spot. He's his teammate, Lorenzo Alexander.
He didn't say nothing to nobody.
He left?
Yeah, you know as much as I know. I know I found out going in the second half of the game. Coming out, said they said he's not coming out, he retired.
Done.
Hey, Vontae, what are you doing? I ain't playing no more.
I love it.
I don't want to play no more.
Done, dusted.
Kelly has given us a call from Gosnells. Kelly, when did you call it quits on the spot?
Oh, it was probably about 7, 8 years ago. I was studying to be a dental nurse, mm-hmm. and we were really got the part I was studying.
Right.
Was lucky enough to get a placement with a dentist and would work there a couple of weeks. It was going great. I thought, yeah, this is fantastic. We were doing a procedure, which I'd only assisted in one or two before. The dentist got a bit frustrated with me in front of the patient and called me a bloody idiot. Oh. And I stood up and I looked at him and I went, you don't pay me enough for this shit, and walked out.
Good on you, Kelly.
Well done. You gave him a root canal.
Oh, yeah.
Nice one, Kelly. No one deserves to be spoken to like that.
Nah.
Especially professionally. I hate that. I hate watching, like, kitchen staff get yelled at by chefs.
Yeah,
and
me
I
too.
Think that stuff's horrible.
Yeah, we can witness it. There's a patient lying there who can't say anything.
Thanks, Kelly.
No worries.
Good on you, Kelly.
Let's go to Karamar.
Stand up for yourself.
In Karamar, Patricia. G'day, Patricia. When have you just walked out?
Well, it was about 16 years ago. I was in my early 20s. I was living in Canada. That's where I'm from.
Mm.
And I was working in a call center. Now, when you get these calls in and you get your disgruntled customers,
Yes. And
the phone drops out, you don't expect to get them again. Well, I got this lady again. And I was trying to get help from a supervisor because she was just going off her rocker. I put her on hold. The supervisor would not come over. Again, the call dropped out.
Yep.
And she called through again. I got her a third time.
Oh.
Well, at that point, I was getting really frustrated. I said to the lady, I said, I'm just going to put you on hold while I tell my supervisor I'm quitting. I got up, handed my stuff to him and said, if you're more interested in flirting with the ladies on the floor, I don't want to work here. And I handed in my stuff and walked out the door.
Well played.
Good right.
Well played. All these people who just won't take rubbish from someone else at work. I love that.
I've got to learn a bit of this.
You need to walk out today, mate.
No, I'm happy here. Let's go to Maddington. Sonia, when did you just call it quits?
I ran away from home when I was about 16 to join one of those travelling shows where they go around to the country and then they end up in Perth at the Royal Show.
Oh, you literally ran away and joined the circus?
Yep. I literally did the deed and ran away from home to join the circus.
Yep.
Join the show. And I was probably maybe an hour into where they throw the darts onto the balloon where you give the prizes away.
Sure.
They kept telling me off because I was giving too many prizes away. And went, you know what, I can't do this. Rang my father. He travelled from Perth to Northern, got a speeding fine to come and collect me.
Oh, done. Good. You're just not a natural carny, Sonia.
No.
I've got the gift of the gab, but obviously that wasn't part of me.
Too many of the big teddies getting handed out.
Too many. Yeah. I just couldn't see people walk away sad.
Yeah, that's right.
Sideshow was a bloody sideshow.
It was.
Well, Sonia, we don't want you to walk away sad either, so we're going to give you the double pass to see Disney's Aladdin now playing at Crown Theatre.
Oh, my gosh, my daughter is going to be so wrapped.
You won't be leaving that at halfway through, I tell you.
Oh, heck no.
Have a great time, Sonia.
Thank you very much, you guys. Enjoy your show.
Yeah, leave early. You'll miss the magic carpet ride.
Oh,
thanks,
so
Sonia.
Pretty.
Sonia's excited. Love that.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
And our man who used to wear number 38 proudly for the West Coast Eagles, Adrian Barrich, is on the line. There's a lot of paparama going around, Barrich. Let's be honest, from Melbourne radio man, what do they call him, shock jock, Neil Mitchell at the moment.
Uh,
What a G up, eh?
Yeah, there's a bit going on, Barry. What's your sort of thoughts on the situation?
Now, I know that I'm just getting sucked in here and that it's really, I'm turning into a bit of a nuffy if I commentate on this aspect. And I know he's trying to wind us up, Neil Mitchell, because he's a Melbourne fan and they haven't been in the finals for such a long time and we're sort of spoilt over here. But, yeah, his suggestion is, one, that Melbourne fans who can't make it over here actually just buy tickets and then leave their seat vacant to sort of try to kill off the noise of affirmation at the Optus Stadium.
Okay.
And his other suggestion is to somehow Channel 7, which I can tell you we won't be party to, is to beam onto the big screen vision of a live site in Melbourne of the Melbourne fans sitting around the MCG watching the game and as a way to encourage the Melbourne team. So,
yeah.
Have we ever done that before? Have we done that for Perth teams when we're over there?
Absolutely not, Kim. A very good question. Then there's no chance that it would happen. But I've spoken to the stadium manager, and he says that won't be happening. Mind you, it would give the fans another opportunity to have a big boo, the big screen.
Yeah,
when it comes up. They love to have a boo, the Eagles fans, don't they?
So, you just put Neil Mitchell's photo up. That'll do it.
Yeah, well, that could be another option as well. The other aspect about not turning up to the game, like the tickets are like $200 each.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Say 1,000 didn't turn up, that's like $200,000 that they're throwing away. I don't know how rich these Melbourne fans are. I know a lot of them go skiing at this time of the year because they're not in the finals.
But true.
But also, what's 1,000 seats at Optus Stadium? I mean, that's basically like, you know, it's next to nothing, really.
Well,
I mean, right. Unfortunately,
well,
for people
half,
who
half though, isn't it? They get Melbourne are half the tickets are available. Is that right, Barrett? For Melbourne?
Yeah, yeah. They do get 15,000 or 20,000 to buy,
yeah.
Which won't happen. It'll go back into general circulation. But what it underlines is the fear they have of the noise of affirmation at Optus Stadium.
Absolutely.
And I reckon it feeds, Clancy, don't you reckon it feeds? It'll feed into the players. They're not immune to this sort of stuff, and they'll think, gee, we are going into, you know, a cauldron of fear, basically. They're going to really get stuck into us, and it could be a great distraction. So they reckon it's worth 2 or 3 goals, the players reckon. And I don't know if you were there when Lewis Jetta kicked that goal and did the Ronaldo celebration.
He did the celebration stepping backwards, yeah.
Oh, how good was that? They reckon the sound was equal to a jumbo jet flying over. So,
Barra, I reckon Noise of Affirmation should be the title of your next book. But
or album.
I've got a surefire way for Melbourne to solve all of these problems. Just finish higher on the ladder than the Eagles do next year.
Get a home final.
Yeah.
And what about the noise of affirmation? It's instead of saying booing or crowd noise or barracking, we're so civilised over here. We go, oh, the noise of affirmation. Yeah, firing up. So it's nice to hear that we're doing that. I believe the stadium's also looking at contingency plans such that if they don't turn up and there's a big block of empty seats, that they'll go over to the CAM field and just bring over as many Eagles fans as they can.
Block them down.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Or they've got some local community bands on standby, like, you know, pipe bands and the Scotch College, you know, pipe band, that sort of thing, to come in and play the Eagles song in those seats, you know. So it could actually backfire on Melbourne.
You're right, Barrett. It's just Neil Mitchell trying to stir a bit of stir the pot. You know, like he's very worried. And that's the other thing. Josh Kennedy didn't play in this game 4 weeks ago when the Demons beat the Eagles. So a couple of early goals from JK and it's all, it'll be on for young and old.
Jack Darling got knocked out
in
the first 10 minutes. Yeah. They have got Jay Viney back, who's a very good player. So I can't tell if their bubble's going to pop and it's going to be a one-sided game or if it's going to be just one of those titanic clashes. I think the latter. I think it's going to be one of the great games, and hopefully the noise of affirmation will help us out.
Well, Barra, in terms of bubs popping, it's good news for Luke Shuey and his partner Danny, because Danny has given birth, so Luke Shuey doesn't have to worry about missing the game to actually deal with a childbirth. So that's all sorted. Nice one, Danny, getting it out the way so the fans can have a game.
It's nice. I can see you got your tongue in your cheek there, Kimber, because I can sense that you're thinking, how some blokes, how dumb are they? You know, like they're worrying about whether the kid comes during the break, and it's all about footy. When
oh no, I really, know that, I know that Luke Shuey plays a role. I know he's significant.
No, but it's the miracle of life. It's one of the greatest moments in your own personal life. And we're talking about, oh wow, that's great that it got sorted out before the game. You know,
like, yeah. Well, Danny's an old workmate of ours too, so we wish him all the best.
Oh, yeah.
Good timing though.
Ollie Shuey. So,
oh, nice.
17 or 18 years' time, hopefully father and son, and we all look back and laugh. I'll probably be retired, but you guys might still be going around.
Ah, listen to you. Oh,
you'll be living off the credits of Noise of Affirmation.
That's right. Still talking about my 47 games at the West Coast Eagles.
Mate, you know,
can dine out on that stuff.
Mate, I'm still your manager number 38. You're all good, buddy. Hey,
you are, mate. And you're Tanclairsy before I go. West Perth, mate. Well done, buddy. If they win that grand final, see, there's $6.50 to win the grand final. It's the greatest margin ever.
Yeah.
Price on West Perth. So the Falcons, buddy, if they win, that'll be the biggest upset in the history of the Waffle. So there's I hope this thing goes well.
There's a champion at Subiaco who's a bit dark about not winning the Sandover. He's dirty. Horsley will play. He'll be best on ground, mate. You watch. But
yeah, that's true. That'll West Perth.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clairsy, Matt and Kimber.
Hey! Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Woo-hoo!
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Belinda missed.
Oh, yeah!
Look,
sorry, just thought I'd join in.
All the team got in on that one.
Whether it's in life or in business or whatever, don't make promises you can't keep.
Okay, yep. Good advice.
It's better to just lower the bar, lower the expectations, and you can live up to it, okay?
Are members of parliament listening?
Yes, absolutely. Well, Running Sushi is a chain in Germany. Obviously, it's a sushi place.
Yep.
And they have an offer there, which is €15.90, all you can eat.
How much is that again? I'm not good
it's
with
about
euros.
$28.
Yeah, nearly double. Yeah.
Absolute bargain, right?
Yeah,
so
that's
all
great.
You can eat, €15.90.
Okay.
Enter Yaroslav Bobovsky.
He's a
great name. He's a German triathlete.
I thought you were going to say he's a striker for one of the big teams.
He should be for Bayern.
Yeah.
Bobovsky, what a goal!
He's a German triathlete. He's going to eat a lot of sushi.
This is what he's done.
You would think so, yeah.
He's gone in there five times,
yeah.
And on the fifth time of him consuming about 100 pieces,
right,
they've gone, nah, you can't keep coming back.
This used to happen at Sizzler. People get upset, you know, because they'd lose money on some families.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, and they've said, look, sorry. And, of course, Yaroslav Bobovsky's not happy.
No,
he's gone up to pay the bill and they've said, we'd like you not to come back again.
He got the ban, the sushi
and
ban.
He's angry. Mm. And they've said, well, no, hang on. He eats for like five people. That's not normal.
Yep.
But Yaroslav Bobovsky, the German triathlete, is furious. And here's some audio. Up until now, I had been a big fan of Running Sushi. Sometimes I'll go in and have one, two, three, up to 100 pieces. I enjoy the sashimi. The octopus is good. I love gyoza. And don't forget the Mr. Miyagi. Sure, sometimes if I'm really hungry, I go for a California roll. I love to dip it in soy sauce. And what about that pickled ginger?
Soy sauce. Ginger.
I said, I am Yaroslav Bobovsky, Germany's top triathlete. Up yours, Running Sushi. So he's absolutely furious.
He really could have been saying anything in the background, couldn't he?
Well, the translator just knew exactly what was coming.
He did. He's Nostradamus when it comes to knowing what Yaroslav's going to say.
With a very sweet British accented voice, too.
Yes.
Love that. Well done.
There you go. Don't know how Belinda missed that one.
No, I don't know. It's maybe more gyozas, though.
The Big Breakfast with Clairsy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's Joke of the Day.
Yeah, look, I pride myself on being fairly smart. You know, I can fly aeroplanes, lift heavy things and stuff, but cooking, look, I've given up trying to cook stuff, right? I tried this recipe last night and it said turn the oven to 180 degrees.
Mm.
Well, I did. Mm. And now I can't get the door open and it's facing the wall.
Hey!
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for grandcinemas.com.au. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clairsy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.